Worship Center. 2022. Hallelujah. I have not seen you all since last year. I pray and hope everyone had a wonderful holiday, Christmas, but it's good to be back with our family. Good to be in God's house. Hallelujah. This is new for us. We do Saturday evening services, so we welcome you next Saturday, the 8th, Saturday night at 6:30. But it's great to be in the house of the Lord on Sunday morning. Amen. We welcome all those that are joining us online. Lord was speaking to me. We are waiting for our word for the year for our church. If you look over to here, our banner, last year, 2021, the Lord spoke over this house, over all of us, love. We are to love each other, love our neighbors, love him with all our hearts. Amen. And God really met us as we reached out and begin to love one another like never before. So we are intentional in this house on picking a word for the year that sets the tone. And for your life personally, amen, find a word that, you know, I'm not knocking resolutions. If you want to do that, that's great. In this house, we implore you to choose a word for the year that means something to you, on which to focus, that inspires, motivates you. If you have a hard time doing that, come see me. I have a list with probably 300 and some words, and you can go through it and just look at it. You know, begin to search, pray about it. Amen. I know I use Lindsay all the time. She gets a whole word for her family, even her daughters. And they pray about it and they pick words. And you know what? You'll begin to see and be intentional, and whatever word you choose will come about in your life this year. So I just pray and encourage you in the month of January to seek out what God has for you that way. Our children's classes this morning. This is new. Science Lions is with Kristen Kaufman, and Kingdom Kids is with Lindsay Cyrus. All teachers, we're having a teacher meeting next Saturday following the service. So it's a new year. We need to regroup. Amen. So all teachers that are involved in Family Worship Center, teacher meeting next Saturday, the 8th. And then we are filling spots for our family fellowship nights downstairs after the service. So I'm looking for people to help in January, February. If you're able to serve and be a part of our fellowship nights, please see me. And I wanted to let everyone know we are resuming our Power Up class with me. If you want to come see me every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., it starts back up this Saturday, January 8th. Amen. Would you stand with me? And the Lord gave me this scripture. It probably goes along with Pastor Chris's message. It says that he has given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. That we may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Hallelujah. It's all about praise, church. Praise. What are you thankful for? What are you praising him for? Are we going to go into this new year thanking him and praising him and worshiping? You know, he's brought us through so much. Amen. And he deserves all the glory, all the praise. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of King David. When he was overwhelmed and things were hard for him sometimes, he always came back to praise. Always. He would say, great is the Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. So, Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you for today, Lord God, this opportunity to set our foot on the right path. Hallelujah. I ask, Lord Jesus, that each and every one of us here today will hear your word and take it into our hearts, Lord God, that it will be a catalyst, Lord God, to change us and move us and motivate us, Lord God. I pray for these mighty men and women of God, Lord Jesus, that you will use them mightily this year, in year of 2022, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord God, you just continue to bless us, strengthen us, equip us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we love you. We ask, Lord God, for a dear sister of ours, Sister Joyce, Lord God, that she needs our strength, our prayers, our healing love right now, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, do you strengthen her, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those that are sick among us, Lord, we pray you strengthen and heal them, and in Jesus' name, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to worship you. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, praise God. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will endure, that his joy is going to be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, his joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. And we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Oh, we say yes, Lord, and we say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
I'm pressed.
Persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will endure, that his joy is going to be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, his joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame. I'm trading them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. And I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. And we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Oh, praise God. Happy New Year, everyone. Something I normally don't do, and I did it this time, because it's a new year, I'll do it. I don't usually pick songs with a theme, but today I felt that was necessary. So, first song, Trading My Sorrows. I kind of thought we were trading in the old last year. Next song is Today is the Day. He's at the beginning of a new year, or, you know, it's beginning of a new year. And the next song is Sea of Victory. Sea of Victory. So we're going to see a victory in this year. I believe that. If we're believing on God. The last song is just a praise song. So not part of my theme. But, Paul said in Philippians said, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win a prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So I hope I didn't take your sermon. So, but yeah, just encourage you to just worship. You know, this year, goals that we could have is we worship more. We live more. We grow, draw closer to God more. We love people more. There's so many great things that we just do, but just encourage you to worship right now.
I'm casting my cares aside. I'm leaving my past behind. I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I won't worry about tomorrow. Trust in what you say. Today is the day. I'm putting my fears aside. I'm leaving my doubts behind. I'm giving my heart and dreams to you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more. I'm knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. Trust in what you say. Today is the day. I'll live for you.
All my days I'll live for you.
I will stand upon your truth.
I will stand upon your truth.
In all my days I'll live for you. In all my days I'll live. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm giving you my fears and sorrows. Where you lead me, I will follow. I'm trusting what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day.
Declare that today.
Today is the day. Today is the day. Today
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Well, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Wages he will win. I'm not backing down from any giant, cause I know how this story ends.
Oh, praise your Lord.
Cause I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs
to you, Lord. I'm gonna see victory.
I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs. Your victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You make what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. Turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. And you turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Well, I'm gonna see a victory. A victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord.
You take
what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. Turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. And you turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
sea of victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
I'm gonna see.
I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Jesus changed
and I won't give up. You never fail me, no, not once. And I'm dancing on the rising sun, the hope of future, the dreams to come, and the seasons change. No, I won't give up. Now never fail me, no, not once. And my soul sings, and my soul sings, and my soul sings, my soul sings, my soul sings with all my heart. I love you, Lord. You're my first love. You're my reward. And through the years, you've been good to me. So good to me. So good to me. God, I couldn't dream of a better Father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I couldn't dream. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I got this joy and I won't let go. Looked into his eyes and it freed my soul. I got this joy and I won't let go. My soul knows it. I got this joy and I won't let go. I looked in his eyes and it freed my soul. I got the joy and I won't let go. My soul knows it. I got the joy and I won't let go. Looked in his eyes and it freed my soul. I got the joy and I won't let go. My soul knows it. I got the joy and I won't let go. Looked in his eyes and it freed my soul. I got the joy and I won't let go. My soul knows it. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I
I got the joy and it won't let go. My soul knows it. I got the joy and it won't let go. Look in his eyes and it frees my soul. I got the joy and it won't let go. My soul knows it. I got the joy and it won't let go. I got his eyes and it frees my soul. I got the joy and it won't let go. My soul knows it. I got the joy and it won't let go. I look in his eyes and it freed my soul. I got the joy and it won't let go. My soul knows it well.
Yeah, come on.
My soul knows it well.
Yes, we declare.
My soul knows it well.
My soul knows it well.
My
your name, I glorify your name. I glorify your name. We magnify your name, Jesus. We magnify your name, oh Lord. He's been good to me. He's been good to me. He's been so good to me. So good to me. so good to me. Come on, sing it tonight. And so good to me.
So good to me. So good to me.
Thank you, Lord.
So good, so good to me.
I got breath in my lungs.
It's got so good, so good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been so good, so good to me.
Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
He's been so good, so good to me.
Come on, just declare it tonight.
He's been so good, so good to me.
Prophesy tonight, yeah.
He's been so good. So good to me.
We thank you, Lord.
He's been so good to me.
Father, you have been so good. You've been so good. We receive a victory because of what you have done for us 2,000 years ago. Not what's gonna happen, but it already has happened, and we stand in it 2,000 years later in victory, knowing, hallelujah, hallelujah, that how this story ends, that our God's got the victory, hallelujah, that I am safe and secure, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. If you don't know him as your refuge, I pray that this day you take hold of him. Do not enter this year, this new year, hallelujah, without stepping in to the shelter of God Almighty, hallelujah, as your protector, hallelujah, as your guide, as your love, hallelujah, as your peace, as your joy, hallelujah. Let's walk in the victory that he's given to us in Jesus' name. Come on, give God praise, give God praise. Come on, give God praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on, he's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Woo. Come on, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that's within me. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Children go to their classes. Ah, hallelujah. That's in my spirit. Yeah, he's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good to me. He's been so good to me. He's been so good to me. He's been so good, I'm just, you can do what you want, but I just want to tell him. You've been so good to me. You want to bless us?
He's been so good to me.
I stand here thanking you, God. You've been
so good to me.
I'll sing it one more time. You've been so good
to me.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Listen, we've done something. We did something different. And I first of all, I want to welcome everybody online. Most important, I want to welcome my mother. Hallelujah. My mother has not been able to really watch us online for probably 5 years. But today, you've been so good, so good. I've watched the faithfulness that God has had to his children. I've watched God be faithful to my mom and dad. When others have turned, when others might walked away, I've watched them be faithful to God, and I've watched God be faithful to them. I've watched God bless them. Hallelujah. I've watched God honor them. Hallelujah. I've watched God let God love them. Hallelujah. They've let God love them. Sometimes we gotta let God in our life. Sometimes you gotta let God move within you. Hallelujah. You gotta let God move. Sometimes we need to let our emotions be moved by God. Hallelujah. Come on. And when I declare, you've been so good to me. Hallelujah. I pray that move your spirit, that you're touched, because we let God move us. Let God move us. Sometimes we get stubborn. Sometimes we get bent down to the earth. And our view is earthly. Come on, our view is earthly. It's bent over to the world system. Hallelujah. That works against me, not for me. But listen, Jesus came and he lifted up the woman's eyes. Hallelujah. Unto the heavens. Hallelujah. Lifted up her eyes to show her, hallelujah, things that she'd never seen before. To see the things of heaven. The things, the way that God intended her to walk in. And her eyes were lifted up and she's seen things like she's never seen before. I pray this year that we see things like we've never seen before. Hallelujah. We can choose whether or not we want to walk in it, we want to see in it, when we want to do that or not. But it's a choice. It's a choice. All through the Word of God, he has presented to his people a choice. Choose life. You could choose death. Why? Choose life. Elijah says, there's two opinions. Which one will you listen to? God told the children of Israel, I want you to go spy out the land and tell me what you see. That's my message tonight, today. But listen, I'm not used to it because this isn't normal. And I felt this when I was sleeping. I don't know whether I was sleeping, whether I was awake, but I felt the Lord tell me this Saturday night or Friday night. I don't know what day it is. That this is different. We're starting the year. Come on. Different. We could have had Saturday service, but I felt like God was saying start it on Sunday because God wants us to start the year different. Hallelujah. We have a choice. Come on. That we have a choice not to do the same. Come on. Amen. We need to leave the past behind, the shame, whatever it might be, whatever's gripped you, whatever's held you back. Hallelujah. That God wants you to walk in victory this year. Come on. Amen. The year is 22. Hallelujah. It's a new year. Leave the shame behind. Leave the doubt behind. Leave whatever that might be. Leave it behind. But don't leave God behind. Don't leave the Lord behind. Most of all, more than anything else, I gotta know that the Lord is with me. Woo! That's my victory. Come on. Amen. Thank you. Praise him. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. He really did hit those. Every one of those are my sermons, so we're just gonna preach out of those ones. Let's look real quick. I want to get through this because I don't know what my time is. I'm not in the rhythm that I normally am. I have a routine for Saturdays. I have a routine, the way I do things. But before I go any further, I just really want to thank my sister and my brother-in-law for bringing my mom into her house. It's not always easy, and I just want to honor them and thank them for what they're doing. Amen. So, I love you, Mama. Come on. Hallelujah. So let's read the Word of God. In Randy, I'm going to tell you this name of this sermon. It's called Another Spirit. Can you say Another Spirit? Another Spirit. All right. Here we go. And it says, and the Lord said, I have pardoned, I have forgiven according to thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled. This is God's word. He says, all the earth shall be
filled with the glory of the Lord. We're going to preach that Wednesday night. So come on out Wednesday night. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness have tempted me now. They just wouldn't believe. God was doing some spectacular things in their lives, but they just couldn't believe. It's like, what else can I do? Well, what else can I do for you? And he says, because he says, and he says, and now me now, these 10 times they have tempted me. He says, they've not hearkened unto my voice. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto thy fathers. I don't want to get you down. Come on, amen. Because he's saying that you're not going to see it. Hallelujah. You're not going to go any farther, but I want you to see how that his tone changes. Something changed God's tone. And he says that any of you, you have provoked me, you've provoked me. And he says, verse 24, but my servant Caleb, because he had, say it with me, another spirit. And with him, he hath followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereinto he went. And his seed shall, say it with me, possess it. Listen, I want you to know that God has already provided, but I gotta see it to possess it. I wanna help you tonight. So I want you to see that he's telling Caleb, he says, something changed him. Something really, it got God's attention. I want to get God's attention. Come on. Not by my disobedience, but I want to get God my attention by my obedience to him. That this man, Caleb, hallelujah, got God's attention. That his focus changed, hallelujah, from this correcting to all of a sudden blessing. I want God to bless me, amen. I want to walk in what God has for me, that God blesses me like Caleb. So what it is about Caleb? What is this about Caleb that he had this spirit? I want you to walk with me in this journey tonight and today. And I want you to see that, listen, this year I can walk with one or another spirit. If there's a wrong spirit or a right spirit, there's got to be a... David cried in Psalms 51, I believe, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Say right spirit. Because David knew that he has went the wrong way. He's responded to the wrong spirit. The spirit of his flesh. The voice of another. But God was saying, he was saying, Lord, I pray, renew within me. Come on, Amy, can we say that today? Renew within me a right spirit. Hallelujah. That I want my right spirit. Because listen, I cannot have or possess without the right spirit. I want to get you to this. I want you to get to this. I want you to help you tonight. I want you to take this because this really ministered to me because it speaks of Caleb and who Caleb was. And I just want you to see this. Caleb was, he was a different kind of guy. But what was different about him? And like Caleb, we want to possess all that God has given. I want us to understand that because of Calvary, because of what Jesus Christ, because he died, hallelujah, because he went to the cross, he died, and he was buried and rose again, that because of that, say because of that, I have the victory. Not that I'm gonna get the victory, I have the victory in Christ. Amen? That I need to take hold of that. So, Numbers 13, verse 1. Drink here. Y'all good? Yes, sir. All right. I appreciate you helping me today. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. I'm not going to say, yeah. Yeah. Don't change. Don't change. Keep praising. Keep here. This is, and the Lord said unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan. This is the promised land that God has given to them. And I want you to understand something, that we're not searching a land now. This was symbolic, that that land is Christ Jesus. Come on, amen. I want you to get that. That he wants us to possess all the promises that God has given us. That I'm not looking for a land. Amen. Come on. I don't serve God on a day. Hallelujah. He is the day. I serve a person. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. I know you're not day worshipers. So listen to this. And he said, send thou men to Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Now I want you to see, let's get it right. He said he's already given it to you.
Right.
Say it's mine. All right. And it says, of every tribe of their fathers shall send a man, every one of them a ruler among them. So let's get this right. Let's see something. He goes down and he begins to tell that this isn't just the ordinary guy. This is the leader of a tribe. And his name's Caleb. He's not the tail, but he's the head. He's not catching up the rear, but he's leading the way. I want you to see this. I want you to see that every one of us are leaders. You might not be leaders to a bunch of people, but you're leaders to your family. Maybe you're leaders in your neighborhood. Maybe you're leaders to your friend or whatever that might be. But you know what? You need to be leading your own life.
Amen.
Not letting somebody else lead you, but you need to walk in the right direction. So he says, so we jump down here and it begins to go. And he begins to name the ones that are supposed to go. And he says, here's where I want to get to tonight. And this guy is out of the tribe of Judah. Say Judah.
Judah.
It's important. And he says, and his name is Caleb, and he's the son of Jephunneh. Now, it just aren't just words. This is important for us to take hold of us, that we begin to take hold of, because there's something different that he caught the attention, his spirit of God. Say, there's something different.
Something different.
And what was different is this, that Caleb, his name Caleb means bold and valiant. And also, it means a dog. Say dog. Give any, no, nothing for the Browns tomorrow night. So. I don't want anybody thinking I'm Browns fan. But he called him, so somebody had to name him Caleb. Someone had to name him a dog. Now I just want us to think about this, because back then names really meant something. Sometimes people just make things up nowadays. Just call you whatever. But this is specific. This is specific. Come on, amen. Say it. This is meaningful. His name's Caleb, and I want to get this, and I begin to think about it. Why would your dad call you Caleb? Or dog? Why would he call you dog? Well, the reason why he called him dog is because there's something unique about dogs. Woo. If you ever want to look up a sermon, it's called Sonny's Sermon. Look it up online. It's about my dog that passed away, and God really spoke to me about it. It's on a CD. Okay. All right. So, okay, good. We're going to get that put out there. So this, and it reminded me the other day, because my wife has a habit of trusting my dog with too much. And I don't give my dog anything from my plate. And he doesn't beg me, because he knows dad's not giving him nothing. And my wife wonders why he sits at her feet. Because she feeds him. If you don't want nobody coming over, don't feed him. If you don't want bother, don't feed him. But my wife had a tendency of taking the chicken wings and holding a dog and making the dog eat it nice. So he's like, that's not who he is. Now, that's not normal. Come on, amen. She's trying to get this, make this dog petite. He's not petite. Because he's hungry. And last night, the other night, he got a hold of her finger with the wing. And he's a little bit more hungry that night than he was in normal nights. And he bit down. And she cried and he didn't let go because he wanted the wing and he took the wing. See, I want you to get this, that Caleb, hallelujah, that God spoke into his life and gave him a word, a name that meant Caleb, which meant dog, which was valiant, which meant one that was hungry. When you're hungry like a dog, you won't let go of it. When you get a hold of it, you won't let go. Come on, listen, that's what got God's attention, because he had a spirit like a dog that when he got a hold of it, he was hungry for it and he wouldn't let it go. Nothing was going to pull it away from him. Not any situation, not a problem, but his love for God was greater, like a dog's hunger for food. Tenacity. Nothing was more valuable. I'm not letting it go, Randy. I'm not going to let it down. Come on. Come on. Amen. The Bible says in James 5:16. Check that out for me, Randy. It says that we need to have this. We need to keep knocking. Sometimes we don't get an answer. But when you're hungry, you're not willing to let it go. How many of you are dealing with some things that are very hard right now? I'm here. We need to be like Caleb and we need to pray. We need to get on our knees and seek God and don't let it go till you get an answer. Come on, when we're desperate enough for some things, that there's some things that you're really hungry for to happen, whether it is in your lives. He says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. It starts out that way. There's some things that blockade, keeps us from prayers being answered, and sometimes that's forgiveness. I want you to hear this. Maybe you need to go to somebody. Maybe you feel like you're not wrong, but hear the voice of God stepping into this new year. Just say you're sorry. Amen. Even if it ain't your fault, who cares? At least you're clear. Just make it right. Pray one for another that you might be healed, he says. Healed. He says that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer. Effectual. He's the passionate prayer. Say, I won't let go. Of a righteous man availeth much. It produces something. A spirit like Caleb that is relentless won't let go. And it goes on to talk about Elijah. And how Elijah, he asked God that it wouldn't rain. It didn't happen right away. He asked God, and when it happened, it didn't rain for 3.5 years. And he says, the Bible says that it says, we need to be like Elijah. He says, and Elijah, he got down in the fetal position like he was giving birth. And he was pushing and pushing until the young man said, okay, I'm beginning to see a cloud. It's like a hand, and he kept pushing until it rained. He's comparing, hallelujah, that we have prayers like Elijah, passionate prayers that are like Elijah, that we're pushing until they give birth to something. There's some things that sometimes that we're not. I want you to know that a woman that's pregnant, when the time comes, she's not going to stop pushing. This is done. Say, it's done. I'm pushing. All right. Help me tonight. So here we go. So the next one is this. It's very powerful. Can you say father? And this was the name of his father. And his father means Jephuniah. But just hearing Jephuniah might not mean very much. But it really does. Because his name means it shall be. It shall be prepared. Can you say that with me? It shall be prepared. So I want you to know that with this guy's name, there's something about him that he was raised by a guy whose name meant it shall be prepared. He's a man of faith, and his life, his name represented that. That I want you to hear that we need to be around some people that speak the right things in our lives. I want you to get this, that we have a choice whether or not we have people around us that are speaking the right things. Who you hang out with matters.
Who you hang out, who you're listening to, who's got your ear, means something. Because whenever, hallelujah, whenever things weren't working out, and mom said, man, we don't have much grocery, Jephaniah walked in the house, and he said, God shall provide. He was a man of faith, and there's this guy sitting at the table, and his name was Caleb, hearing the words of his father, God's gonna provide. He's gonna give provision that even though it lacks and there's nothing here, those who you listen to mean something. I pray that I'm a voice of faith to you that inspires you, come on, to stand up and press in on God. To run after God. Don't be intimidated. But you let your faith be bold. I have a heart for men and women to grow up and be mature in God. That we're not bullied by the enemy. But we understand who we are. I'm powerful, mighty in God. I'm more than able. I'm more than a conqueror. It's important who we hang out with. Those who I run with. I ran with the bad crowd for a long time. Sometimes my dad would say, you gotta quit running with that kid. And I'm thinking to myself, no, he could have quit running with me. That was a long time ago. He says, you were the worst one? Yeah, I was the worst one, Dad. Yeah. Listen, see, your father, my father didn't believe anything like that about me. You gotta be around people that believe in you. Amen. That don't look at you for your mistakes or your failures. They look at you like God looks at you. Amen. Altogether lovely. Come on. His workmanship. Listen. Where am I at here? Oh, we're good. Say, we're good. All right. He says, we can't hang around with people that talk about the past all the time. About how bad it's been. About how good God is. We need to talk about. Things get rough. He declared God shall provide. When others talked about giants. See, the children of Israel, the 12 spies went out. When they came back, 10 of them talked about giants. It's important to watch who you're listening to. But there were two of them, Caleb and Joshua. They weren't talking about giants, but I believe at those moments when they seen the giants, Caleb began to remember. He began to remember that his father, he says, God shall provide. That was in his spirit. And he began to remember and think to himself that these giants are going to be bread for us. Let me say it this way. They're going to be my nutrition. Come on, amen. They're not going to be my defeat. But because of them, they're going to cause me to have victory. Amen. Because of these, like David, I'm going to watch the giant fall and get the victory. Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy wants you to be intimidated and feared by giants in your life. But you need to listen to the right people and know that God shall provide. No matter what comes your way, he remembered the words of his father. I pray that you remember the words when the night season comes. Remember the words of your father. God shall provide. Stop listening to the enemy. Then the other place he came was from out of Judah. Say Judah. We all know what Judah means. Judah means praise. The word Judah means yada. Say yada. Say it louder. Because if you understood what the word meant, you would say it louder. Yada! Yeah. It means to throw up your hands. It means to shout out loud. See, because it's a declaration. Come on, say it's a declaration. Come on. Sometimes you need to, in your own head, the voices get loud. You need to shout louder than the voices. Yada! Come on, you need to give some praise, but it means to throw your hands up. He was the leader of this tribe. I'm gonna tell you something, listen. He was a worshiper. Come on, amen. He was one of the ones that when he came to church, he wasn't coming to church to worship. He was worshiping while he was coming to church. On his way, the Bible says, enter his gates with praise. Sometimes we come in and wait for someone to motivate me. A worshiper like Caleb doesn't wait for someone to get them motivated. Doesn't wait for someone to talk him into praising Jesus. Listen, you got to lift up your hands and praise him. Tell him how good he is. Clap your hands, people. Let him know he's great. When you know he's great, yada is going to come out of your mouth. Come on. Praise is going to come out of you because you're part of a tribe. See, there's something different about Judah. I began to look at the order of Judah. See, each one of these tribes, there's 12 tribes. And every one of these were lined up. There's the tabernacle of God where the presence of God was. Say the presence of God. And on each part, let's just look at the cross. In the center is Jesus. It's where God's presence was. And if you could look that each tribe was lined up differently on each side. But the tribe of Judah, they were on the east side. They were from the east side. See, it's what happens on the east side? The sun comes up on the east side. So I want you to know that they're part of the tribe that, guess what? They see things that others don't see first. They begin to declare. Maybe not everybody else is ready to worship, but Judah, the worshipers, they come in the house, hallelujah, and they've seen something that maybe not the others have seen, and they begin to worship because they've seen the sun rise. Come on, amen. They've seen the sun come up, hallelujah, and they're not waiting for someone. They're worshiping God. That's who worshipers are. They bring it. Say they bring it. They bless the Lord with all their soul. They say, I'm here to give him what he's worth. And what he's worth is all my praise. Even that part of me that doesn't always want to, that's the soul. But I want to have the right spirit. The right spirit wants to worship. The right spirit, hallelujah, begins to praise when all hell's breaking loose. See, there's something different about worshipers. They're noticeably different. See, because I don't need a brand new car to bless the Lord. I don't need a big house to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't need to have money to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I know who he is. I know who he is. I know what he means to me. Come on, amen. That we're worshipers don't need that. They know his worth. So listen, worshipers, hallelujah, they worship God in a fiery furnace. Worshipers worship God in a lion's den. That's who worshipers are. I want to be a Caleb. I won't let the devil take my praise. Because things are bad. Because things might be tough. They stand out, praisers. Their needs don't dictate their worship. Their situation doesn't dictate their worship. Come on. And sometimes you not feel like it. But that's the other spirit. Because the right spirit wants to worship God. Come on. All right. So let me get through here. So I want you to see that yada, there's different roots to the word. Come on. Just like, you know, there's different meanings to it. I worship's powerful because the word yada, if you take off the H, it's yada. But it's a different yada. See, this yada means
intimacy. It's the same word that was used when Adam knew Eve, yada, and conceived. Now I want you to hear this, hear it the right way from out of your heart. That as you begin to worship God, what happens is you cannot worship God without becoming pregnant with purpose. You cannot, come on, you cannot worship God telling Him who He is without Him telling you who you are. Come on, as you begin to worship God, I'm telling you this. As I begin to worship God, I begin to tell you, you're holy God. You're worthy God. You're a great and mighty God. There's none like you, God. All of a sudden, I begin to hear, hallelujah, I'm worthy. I'm good enough. I'm mighty. Hallelujah. That's who I am. Builds up strength within you, power within you. It's important to worship. That's why Caleb, his spirit got God's attention. Listen, whew. Intimate. Isaiah 54, 1 through 2. Let me read this real quick. I think it's important. Isaiah 54, sing, O barren. Listen, sometimes you don't feel like it. Sometimes you feel like you're barren. You have no purpose. You have nothing to give. Sing. Sing, O barren. He says, thou that did not break forth into singing, he says, sing. Cry aloud that thou did not travail with pain. You've not given birth to anything. He says, the desolate, then the children of the married woman saith, he says, enlarge the place of your tent. Hallelujah. Listen. Let them stretch forth the curtains and thine habitation spare not. Lengthen the cords and strengthen the stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left hand. Listen, that's what worshipers declare. You cannot worship God without getting pregnant with purpose. I'm here to tell you that as you worship God, your faith gets bigger. I promise you. Listen, God does not need you to tell Him how holy He is. The stars cry out. Trees worship God. Come on. All nature echoes the blessing of His name to declare who He is. All creation. The only one He has a hard time with is us. See, even nature recognizes how great He is. Thanks Him. Praise Him. But man has a hard time bowing down to God because they want to be God. But those that are wise that realize, See, the Bible says that a fool says there is no God. But a real fool says no to God. All right, that's just out of spirit right there. All right, yada. Say yada. So here we go. So we understand there's different types. Worshippers. The last page, he says, and then there's another root. There's a secondary root of yada, the second one. And it is this. I want you to hear this. And it means hand. Yad. Y-A-D. Say yad. It means hand. In the Bible, hand always speaks of power and authority. Come on, we could see that. We're the hand of God, the fivefold ministry, the apostolic. He said that the disciples reached down and pulled him up with their hands. That speaks of authority. Come on, amen. Listen, you cannot worship God without coming to a place of authority and understanding that you got authority when you worship God. Just try it. Just begin to worship God on your way to work. Unleash heaven on your friends. They don't even know what happens as you begin to worship on your way. They don't know what's coming. But the kingdom of God is at hand because you're there. Listen, secondary root of that word means axle. I'm about done. Randy, you want to go ahead and play something? Say axle or wheel. It means axle. What do you mean? What do wheels do? What do axles do? Say it louder.
Turn.
Say it louder.
Turn.
They turn. Listen, I want you to know that worship gives God an opportunity to turn. And if it doesn't turn your situation, it'll turn you. It'll turn you from your problems. It'll turn you to God. But it'll turn. There's some things that might be bigger in you. Just worship. Yeah, but it hasn't changed. Let it change you. Change you. Because maybe the bigger picture is God changing you. Maybe it's greater than something else. Maybe it's just you that he's looking for. Maybe it's just you that God's concerned about what's happening within you eternally within your heart. See, I want you to know that there was two ones that were Peter, Paul, and Silas, and they were in a dark prison place. It isn't a place to worship. You don't feel like worshiping in a prison. Come on, it's dark in that place. I don't know if you've been there. You feel like you're by yourself. Can't even see Silas. You feel the cold chains on your hands. You feel like you cannot get out from where you are. But I'm here to tell you, they began to sing a song. Maybe Silas didn't feel like it, or Paul. But one of them began to sing. It just takes one. And whoever it was began to move the other, and they began to lift up their hands. Maybe with tears running down their face. Saying, you know what, enough's enough. I'm leaving last year behind. I can't do nothing about the circumstance. I could not do nothing, but I can do one thing. It's in my control. It's to worship God. And they began to lift up their chains. They began to lift up their voice. And the sound began to carry under the heavenlies. And about that time, the angels began to sing the songs, hallelujah, that Paul and Silas were singing. And all of a sudden, that got so loud that things began to turn on their behalf. Chains began to shake. The doors began to move. And they fell off their hinges. The doors were open. The chains released them. And the worship got God's attention. The right spirit. Say, the right spirit. Would you stand with me? Numbers 13:30. It says this. And it says, and Caleb stilled the people. They all came back with a message of misery, a message of, we can't do this, we're not able to do this. But Caleb, remember who he was, the worshiper. He came in and he stilled the people. Because what was in him was stilled. He wasn't fearful inside. He wasn't afraid inside because he carried within him a word that God spoke. Do not be afraid. Be not dismayed. Do not fear, because I, the Lord God Almighty, is with you. See, that gave him a courage. That gave him something that the others didn't see. See, because the place where that he spoke it was Kadesh Barnea. He spoke it to all of them, but only Joshua and Caleb heard. You could sit in church all your life and never hear. But Caleb and Joshua, they heard the word, and it was spoken from a place, from a high place. From a high place. It's a holy place. I want you to know that those that will pursue holiness, God, see things different. They see things from a higher level. They see things like others don't. They're the minority, not the majority. They do not let the majority influence them, change their mind about the omnipotent one, the omnipresent one. But God, when they came back, he said, tell me your report. Give me your word. And only two came back with the right word. And they possessed it. Say they possessed it. They possessed it because they saw it. Everything was against them, but they saw it according to God's word. Do you know the year 22? The word 22. I just caught this. 22. Say 22. There's 22 Hebrew words, letters that make up the alphabet of the Hebrew alphabet. 22 letters make up this Bible. Make up the whole Bible. I felt that God was saying, take all my word in 22. Amen. Don't leave a word behind. Take every bit of it. When I say you're holy, you're holy. When I say you're worthy, you're worthy. When I say don't fear, don't fear. When I say you're more than able, you're more than able. When I say I'm with you, I'm with you. When I say with me, all things are possible. Close our eyes. Heavenly Father, right now, in this house, we will not go into this next year without leaving things behind. Whatever baggage, whatever shame from the past, whatever worries, whatever doubts, whatever unforgiveness, whatever hatred, Father God, Lord, we leave it behind right here tonight. Right now. Lord, by faith, we release it. By faith, we release it so that we can receive all the promises, so that we can see what you see. God, Lord, that nothing holds us back from possessing your promises. God, we thank you. We thank you for the Lord, Father, I feel when I was preaching, I felt that this is the year of testimony. This is the year of testimony. Father, I hear you say that this is the year of testimony. Hallelujah. This is the year that, hallelujah, that each one of us, that if we desire, that we're going to hear what we never heard before. Hallelujah. This year is going to be the year of victories that we've not had before, but this year we'll have them. Hallelujah. As we begin to hear your voice, as we begin to respond to your voice, not just hear it, hallelujah, but we begin to respond to it, hallelujah. As we begin to respond to your word, hallelujah, that we will possess what we couldn't possess before. That we'll stop walking in circles, hallelujah. That we'll stop repeating the same thing over and over again. But our possession will be the Lord, hallelujah. Will be the victory of our God, hallelujah. In all that he has for us, God. And out of our lives, others will see, hallelujah. Others will see that there's something different about these worshipers. There's something different about these ones. That even when things don't work out, they worship his name. They bless his name. There's a joy that oozes from them that I want. There's a love that comes from their life that I need. Father God, Lord, let that be our life. Let us be like dogs that are hungry and won't let go. We'll give you the glory. All the honor. And we'll declare with all of our hearts that we are
blessed.
God's knocking. Open up. Let him in. Amen. God bless you. Happy New Year. Thank you all viewers. God bless you.